It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team continued Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play with a win Saturday, beating the Independence Pirates 75-61. Sophomore guard Tiana Davis led the way for the T-Birds with 27 points. Davis drilled three trays on the night, while also adding four rebounds, four assists, and three steals to the stat sheet as well. Freshman guard Bree Frazier had 14 points on 6 of 12 shooting. Making her first start of the season, freshman forward Shea Wirtz had 9 points and a team-high 15 rebounds, including 10 on the offensive glass. Freshman Talasia Thomas battled foul trouble, but finished with 8 points and 8 rebounds. Freshman Danae Crosby and sophomore Darcy Lears had 7 points each. Crosby also led the team in assists with 5. Freshman Maylin Goh had 3 points and 7 rebounds. The victory is the 7th consecutive home win for Cloud County. The T-Birds have improved to 9-2 overall and 4-2 in conference play. The T-Birds continue conference action this Wednesday when they travel to Coffeyville to face the Coffeyville Red Ravens. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team has dropped back-to-back games for the first time this season, falling to the Independence Pirates in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play 79-66 on Saturday. Cloud County had 2 players score in double figures, led by redshirt freshman guard Keon Garrett Miller, who had 20 points. Freshman Elijah Savon tacked on 14 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 block shots. The Cloud County men's basketball team also heads to Coffeyville Wednesday night.